In this bulletin, Michael McCormack retains the leadership of the National Party. Adam Bandt elected leader of the Greens after Richard Di Natale's resignation. And in cricket, Marcus Stoinis named the 2019-20 Big Bash League Player of the Tournament. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Michael McCormack has retained the leadership of the National Party after fending off a challenge from Barnaby Joyce. The National's party room has also elected David Littleproud as deputy leader to replace Bridget McKenzie, who resigned over the sports rort scandal. Mr. McCormack says it's an honour and privilege to serve as leader, and he looks forward to continuing to work with Mr. Joyce.
We will continue as a united team to put the people of regional Australia first and foremost. I want to thank my colleagues for again placing their faith in me. I also want to acknowledge that regional Australians are out there hurting. They are, and we will be there for them. Their interests are our interests, first and foremost.
Mr. Littleproud says now the leadership dispute is over, it's time for the party to refocus.
The shenanigans are over. It's time to get back to looking after those people that are facing drought, that have faced up to these fires. It's time for us to focus on them, not us. The party has to focus on that. We will. We've got a commitment from everybody in that room that we have a responsibility as being elected from regional rural Australia to stand here to be their hope in Canberra.
Newly elected Greens leader Adam Bandt is calling for Australia to introduce a Green New Deal. The member for Melbourne was elected unopposed to the position following Richard Di Natale's shock resignation. Queensland Senator Larissa Waters has been re-elected co-deputy leader of the party alongside Tasmanian Senator Nick McKim. Mr. Bandt says his focus as a leader will be on tackling climate change, unemployment and inequality.
We are a smart and wealthy country, and if we have the guts to take on the big corporations and the weak politicians that they have in their pocket, we can solve these crises. We need a Green New Deal. A Green New Deal is a government-led plan of investment and action to build a clean economy and a caring society.
The World Health Organization says a new system is needed to fight global outbreaks, and the world is dangerously underprepared for a worldwide pandemic. The warning from the WHO Director General, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, comes as the death toll for coronavirus reaches more than 300. The WHO last week declared a public health emergency of international concern due to human-human transmission of the virus outside China and the potential for it to spread to countries with weak health systems. Dr. Ghebreyesus says the current declaration of a public health emergency is not effective and the current approach is short-sighted.
For too long, the world has operated on a cycle of panic and neglect. We throw money at an outbreak, and when it's over, we forget about it and do nothing to prevent the next one.
The British government is rushing to introduce emergency legislation to prevent convicted terrorists automatically being released from prison halfway through their sentence. It comes after convicted terrorist Sudesh Aman stabbed two people in South London days after he was set free after serving just half of his prison term. The government had already set out plans for tougher sentences for convicted terrorists after another killed two people and wounded three near London Bridge in November. Justice Secretary Robert Buckland says the government has a responsibility to stop known offenders being released from prison without any oversight by the parole board.
We face an unprecedented situation of severe gravity, and as such, it demands that the government responds immediately and that this legislation will therefore also apply to serving prisoners. Now, the earliest point at which these offenders will now be considered for release will be once they have served two-thirds of their sentence.
In cricket, Marcus Stoinis has been named the 2019-20 Big Bash League Player of the Tournament. The Melbourne Stars opening batsman topped the leaderboard with 26 votes, finishing ahead of Sydney Sixers English duo Tom Curran with 24 votes and Alex Hales with 23. And now today's weather. Perth, very hot, partly cloudy, 40. Adelaide, sunny and 26. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21 degrees. Canberra, sunny and 25. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, partly cloudy, 24. Newcastle, cloudy and 24 degrees. Brisbane, showers, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.